polls are now open across South Florida. Voters will be making big decisions today about who will lead our nation and who will represent us in Congress, along with several ballot amendments and charter amendments. Miami Herald reporter Doug Hanks is standing by at the Miami-Dade Supervisor of Elections office in Doral, where some voters have been lined up for hours.
Well, I'm seeing about 120, maybe 130 people in line here at Miami-Dade Election Headquarters, also where you go to vote if you live nearby in Doral. And it looks fairly orderly, of course. I actually am here with Carlos Almeida, who is 19. He's a sushi chef. He rode his bike over here at, what time did you meet? 3:30 a.m. And tell WLRN why you came so early.
The lines last night were up to 12, and I could not stand. I just recovered from a broken leg, so standing all night, I couldn't do it. So I decided to come and sit now.
So there you go. He rode his bike over so early to make sure he wouldn't have to wait long, and he's just had to wait here early in the morning. He's number one in line.
We'll have reports from various polling places across South Florida throughout the morning. If you're out voting this morning, we want to know about it. Send us a tweet at WLRN Herald. Use the hashtag WLRN Election. And throughout the day, we'll have the very latest on the election on the air and online at WLRN.org. In other news this morning, legislation to help families in the region affected by toxic Chinese drywall passed the U.S. House before lawmakers left Washington. Matt Laszlo reports that after this year's election, all eyes will be on the Senate.
For more than a decade, some homeowners in Florida, Virginia, and some other states have had to deal with the devastating effects of putting Chinese drywall in their homes. Sulfurous gases in the drywall are highly corrosive and have made thousands of homes uninhabitable, Eroding pipes, and causing respiratory illnesses. Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel ushered a bill through the House to set higher standards for drywall and to help families recover economically.
And so what happens is these families are unable to stay in their current home and have to go out and find other housing, and it's presented a tremendous financial problem for them.
Ridgel's legislation is now awaiting Senate action when Congress reconvenes in November.
This is not a partisan issue. These problems have made no. It doesn't respect political party, gender, ethnicity. I mean, this is just an American problem, and we're moving in the direction of holding the manufacturers of the drywall in China accountable for really the damage they've done, not only to the financial situation of so many Americans, but also the health side of it as well.
But pressing fiscal and tax policy bills are also awaiting Senate action, and it's unclear if senators will take up Ridgel's bill. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.